I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we're live on a Sunday afternoon, ready to do some podcasting. Mm-hmm. Find us everywhere you get podcasts. Search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star ratings. Leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them on the show on Saturdays. We didn't get any new ones this week, so please leave them so we can read them. It's fun. Mm-hmm. The official weapon of the show is...
phone chair.
And an unofficial sport.
Bullet ball.
A bullet ball extreme. Lots of stuff to talk about, lots of stuff to get into.
Okay.
Karen, do you have any banter?
Mm-mm.
All right. I think I got a couple.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dope. DJ Jaffa just sent me some new beats.
Thank you, baby.
That was called Sunburst. All right. Banter time. I just got a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to these emails from the companies that's actually taking away stuff from you, but they write it like it's good news, like they're doing you a favor.
Right.
They be like, starting February 3rd, Hulu will make sure your password only works in your house, keeping it secure from your family and friends. And I'm like, but I bought it for my family and friends. Okay, my brother used my Disney Plus. Okay, I got friends that use my Hulu in their crib. And now you fucking it all up and you trying to act like it's helpful, but it's not helpful at all. This is actually you taking away features that I paid for. I don't like it. You know, they do that shit all the time. It's like, we'll be taking away commercials for an extra $3 on Amazon Prime. Like, but it was no commercials in the first place, and it costs less.
Right.
So now you charging me more. Just tell me you just say the price going up.
Right. Quit fucking around.
Stop trying to trick me. You can't. It's just like when you turn on the regular cable. And you put it on channel, it's like, oh, I want to watch the Lakers game. And then you come to that channel, it's like, hey, y'all, we beefing with ABC right now.
Yeah, that.
Sorry if you was trying to watch the game, but you hear some alternatives. Get on the internet. You can watch it on NBA.com or some shit.
Call your cable company. Bitch, this is y'all argument. Why, right. Why am I in the middle of y'all not getting along?
And the price still going up.
Right.
The shit costs way more than it used to. What the fuck?
So why y'all fucking around? Just go ahead and make an agreement and move on.
What? Where is the extra money going? That's all I want to know. Where the money going? And then lastly, I was going to do something the other day, running errands, mailing something, and I realized there was like a church that was in the strip mall I was in. And I got to say, in the South, we will put a church anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter.
A storefront.
An old Blockbuster. An abandoned UPS store.
We don't care.
One time I went to a church, it was somebody's house.
I've seen
I said, wait a minute. This shit look like a house. This just, that's a kitchen. That's a regular, that's not a church
mm-mm,
kitchen.
Mm-mm, that's a regular.
That's normal. Your kitchen.
Somebody pay mortgage here.
Yeah. This is like, I don't think this is legal. This is not zoned for this, but at least in the South, I don't know what it's like other places
right.
But I just know down here, any real estate that is empty for any reason could be a church.
Could be a church. You walk up in there, you be like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, man, they got a church in here. Also, you can rent DVDs. What the fuck? It's just, yeah, it's whatever used to be in there, that's what you got. We got, you know, you had a pop-up Halloween stores. We have pop-up churches here.
Yes, we do.
Where it's just like, for a month, it's going to be a church. And we'll see what happens next month. We'll see who else is late on their rent, and we'll just move in there. But yeah, those are just the two random things I noticed and was talking about.
Okay.
feels French to me. It's called Boy How. All right, let's go to the news. All right, the stuff that's still happening out there. Did you hear the latest about Keith Lee?
I knew something was going on. Keep it trending, but I ain't really, you know, like, yeah. I ain't do no deep dive or nothing.
That's why
like
you
that.
The perfect co-host, you know, because I get to tell you this and the audience gets to hear it together with you.
Yes, Chad. I was like, okay, something else done happened.
Now, I don't know why it's in the publication I'm about to read y'all. I don't know why it's just not in like regular news that's in America, but it's in the Hindustan Times.
Oh shit, we done made it over there to the Hindu.
Currently it is 16 degrees in New Delhi.
God damn.
If y'all is Celsius.
Okay. It's not Fahrenheit. I was like, y'all freezing.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, when you calculate it differently, that's different. Yes.
I'm just saying. This is where the news was at. I searched for the news article, this is the one that came up. Sweetly seasoned Dallas food truck faces backlash at the 4K tip by Keith Lee. Now, look, Keith Lee seems to me to be a man who is doing his best to do good.
And yes.
To try to mitigate the amount of harm he puts into the world with his content, because now it's bigger than him. His crowd is bigger than him. The internet is bigger than him.
Right.
And people in mass are very punitive and destructive. In a lot of cases, he's trying to harness the goodness of it to be like, go frequent this restaurant. It was good and bring something positive. But often it can go wrong, and it's not necessarily his fault that it goes wrong.
Nope, it's people.
It's just humanity's fault that it goes wrong.
Yes.
But in this case, we've seen before where like, okay, well, Keith kind of said this thing didn't go good, and then people took a next level on him, whatever. In this case, he was given a great review. So he gave a review of Sweetly Seasoned, this food truck, where this woman had put out a video about how she wasn't getting a lot of customers and all this stuff. So, you know, he goes out there, tries it, and he says, okay, check it. You did good. Boom, here's a good review. He gave her $4,000.
Wow.
And he said, keep two for yourself. And then give some to some other people, like employees and stuff of the restaurant,
right,
of the food truck.
Right, because I know you're struggling, right.
Well, she decided to keep all $4,000 for herself.
Okay.
And because she said that her employees didn't deserve it.
No, she didn't!
Yeah. In a video shared January 31st, he visited the food truck Sweetly Seasoned in Dallas, Texas. He made the visit at the request from her son. In addition to sharing feedback about the food, he also shared constructive advice on how to enhance business. He told them to up their marketing game to drive sales and advised them to get more workers in the kitchen. Towards the end of the TikTok, he prayed along with her before telling her to charge his car $4,000. However, he gave her some instructions, which included giving $1,000 to a barber who was outside the food truck, another $1,000 to a woman doing braids, and told her to keep the remaining $2,000 for herself. So that's what it was.
Okay.
In addition to the hefty tip, he also made a heartwarming gesture, paying $300 worth of orders after him. Despite Lee's efforts to help her business, she did not honor his request. She kept the entire $4,000 with herself. Neither did she give out free orders that the TikToker had already paid for. It sparked major outrage online due to her dishonest behavior. Netizens flooded the comments section calling her out. One Instagram user wrote, "Why didn't you pay everybody like he asked you to?" Many others lashed out at her for being dishonest.
Right. Because the thing is, it's a video, so it's on TikTok, so and on social media. So if you don't honor it, word's going to get out that you didn't honor what he requested for you to do.
Mm-hmm. And they were going in on her on social media hard, which makes sense because, I mean, this is the thing I'm saying about the social media. Like, it's more, shit can go bad real fast, quickly. You know what I mean? I know that's saying the same thing, but shit could go bad so fast. And so people follow Keith Lee, and I think it's out of the nature of the internet for it to be totally good and positive all the time.
Right.
But he does a good job of trying to at least push it that way.
Correct.
And for the most part, people seem to be like, okay, Keith Lee, positive brother,
vibes,
good content.
Yes.
There's some people that don't like him. There's some people trying to find an angle to hate on him. But for the most part, people feel good and warm towards him.
I know.
And
I
he
do,
does
yes.
a good job to reflect that back, right?
Correct.
Whether you think it's cynical, genuine, it doesn't matter. Just his content is more positive than negative. So then, like, when you do something like this, people have basically just been holding back negativity.
Yeah.
So they were in this woman's comments to the point where she apologized. Well, I'll read the what she wrote. Sweetly seasoned, will like, I think she meant would like, will like to apologize. We thought and believed we were right, but unfortunately, we were wrong. This has been a huge miscommunication on our part, and all funds are being released.
With no miscommunication. You did what you did because you thought that you had the right to all that money. Truth be told, no miscommunication. You understood the words that were said. You opted to do something different, and you didn't think there was going to be any consequences or any repercussions to your actions. She really thought that.
Yeah, I think she didn't. One, people are unrelenting. There's 6,000 comments on this apology. But also, like, it was one of those things where you get scared, the scarcity mindset, the I ain't never gonna get this kind of money again. I better strike while the iron's hot. I gotta do whatever I gotta do to keep this money. And especially the we believe we were right. Is it we or is it you?
It's you, because you're the owner, baby.
Right.
Like you actually own this place. And the thing is, he paid $4,000. He told you to keep two, and he told you to do something else with the other two. Then he paid for other people's orders. So he paid like $400, whatever dollars. So you decided not to honor it, and you charged everybody that he had already paid for, instead of just being like, it's already paid for, and preparing a meal and not charging
them.
And
maybe, like I said, maybe they were down bad and the temptation was a lot to be like, man, I don't know if any, like, I don't know how much she knows Keith Lee and all this stuff.
Right.
Because it was her son that got him to come. But, like, maybe she panicked and was like, shit, 4,000 in the hand, better than whatever the fuck people think gonna happen. But
yeah,
it just,
I think
it's
she
so,
underestimated his size. Yeah. She might not have known. Yeah.
And that people gonna tell. And it's just such a incredibly greedy thing to do. And yeah, the people in the comments do that. Stop. It should say I'm only apologetic because I got caught, and you should really just stop. Please take this as a learning lesson on how to operate as a decent person. Y'all should have known you were wrong from the beginning. Unfortunately, damage has been done. Treat people the way you want to be treated. You lost support, huh? You had plenty of time. Unfortunately, now you don't. Yeah. And I do wonder the level of greed that people have, because my level of greed, if I saw Keith Lee review and he did say this food was delicious, okay, I would probably just shamefully slide out there and get me some. Okay. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I'm not better than that. I wouldn't post it on the gram. You know, I wouldn't tell nobody I was secretly supporting this woman, but I probably would try. But a lot of people are not even in the vicinity to go to this restaurant. You know, so a lot of these people leaving comments are just leaving comments from like Oklahoma, like,
right.
Fuck you, bitch.
Nowhere
I ain't
close.
Never going to your food, you know.
Right.
But yeah, she definitely fucked up bad. That's a terrible look.
Yeah. And, you know, the world is big and this country is big. So there are people in the local area that were close and may have thought about going or ordering online. Just now they're opting not to. Because they go, well, what happened if something goes wrong with my order? Am I going to have to fight you for a refund? You know, like, now that's something to consider, because all jokes aside, you've already showed that you're dishonest. And once you break that trust with the public, it's very hard to get that trust back. And so it's like the action actually was self-sabotaging, because if it's just me, I don't know, but I personally think if she would have honored it, a lot of people are like, okay, good, Keith Lee doing his thing, I'll go support. And also what people do, people who actually don't live in these areas that Keith Lee go to, actually send these people money directly. Like, they'll actually call, they'll actually get a credit card, like, they'll actually order shit that they know they're not gonna get.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll be like, well, I'm ordering this, just give it to a homeless person or something.
I think also, I mean, it's the catch 22, because in a way, so they don't know when he's coming, right?
Right.
And he didn't know, but the barber and the other person that was out, the hair braider, whoever the other person was, they don't work for that truck.
Right.
He thought they did.
Okay.
So there was some confusion as to, he thought like, oh yeah, tip them because they're like part of this business. And he said in his response, it was only a 5-minute interaction and he didn't, he said, you know, he was confused that those people worked there. And so that's one of the reasons he told them to give them the money.
Mm-hmm. I would have, regardless. Like, I know me. I would have been like, oh, it don't
matter. I think
matter.
Most people, I assume most people would have. But I think maybe she just looked at it like, oh, he's, those people don't work for me. He, you know, whatever. But, yeah, he said they got some things they need to figure out, and I hope they do figure it out. And he said that the son of the business was misrepresenting what he said to Vivrette and that they were 100% wrong, in my opinion, to distribute the money in the way that they did. Another business with a similar name as the food truck was also on the receiving end of hate. Seasoned Street Food, a restaurant in Dallas, was shocked to get angry messages and phone calls. This is, like I said, this is the problem with the internet. Mm-hmm. As good as Keith Lee seems to be as a person, the internet is just a horrible place to try to, and it's hard to control, and there's a lot of angry, bitter, mean people that just lash out, and they don't always get it right, you know.
No, they,
not even that you should have, even if you had the right restaurant, I don't see why you would leave them a phone call and cuss them out and threaten them. They're just, even if you got the right person, that seems too much to me. Just don't help their, don't support their business.
That would have been me. I just wouldn't have supported their business. Two things. I either wouldn't have supported their business, or I would have been like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything publicly. I'm going to go try just to see, you know, if it's good or not. But it's just one of those things where, like you said, that overreaction. I think something happened where, I think it was the Beehive was attacking the chef. They had like a similar name.
Yeah.
And you know,
Rachel Ray
was like, bitch, I'm doing 30 minute meals or less. The fuck is this? All these right. B emojis, you know, because people, you know, they don't take the, this is where you know, journalism, no researching, not digging, not investigating, just going off vibes,
right.
Not really doing your research. And now you have random ass people. It's close enough. No, you need to verify shit. You don't need to be attacking these people anyway, but verify shit.
Yeah, it's definitely an L. And then the other thing, too, is whether they stay in business or not, whether people frequent them or not, your reputational hit, you can't really recover from that. At least people going to always know her as the person that was greedy and kept that money. And people are probably going to double check back to be like, did people actually get that money?
She's gonna have to honor that.
You said
gonna
the funds
be
have been
ass.
Released, but what does that really mean?
Right, and also they basically gonna be like, did you give that barbara and that brave person their money, and everybody that you charge for their meal, are they gonna be refunded?
Yeah. Ice Spice is in the news because people think she fat shamed a woman.
Oh no,
who criticized her rapping performance skills on social media. A gossip website called Ken Barbie posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, a commentary from a fan who criticized Ice Spice's performance in the video of You Think You the Shit Fart, a Spotify's Best New Artist event in Los Angeles. That's what she was performing.
That's a name.
Either let her work with someone who can help her with performing and stage presence, or send her back to the Bronx, please, the fan wrote. Ice Spice caught wind of the person's harsh critiques, even though the person didn't like tag her or anything like that. She responded with a subtle tweet, subtle, I guess, about her looks, in a sense deleted post. The Bronx rapper shared an image of the person's photo and captured it, "While we're being constructive." Of course, many people accused her of bullying and fat shaming this woman. Fat shaming a beautiful black woman during Black History Month is weird, wrote one person. As an aside, niggas love throwing that during Black History Month on anything during Black History Month. And honestly, I give my life every time. It's so ridiculous. It doesn't really matter. Like,
no, it does not.
If it was during Women's History Month, is it better? If it was, well, you could have did it in January. You could fat shame people in January. That's what Stephen A. Smith did. But once you get past Black History Month, we drop the fat shaming for a little bit. We'll be right back to it, but never during Black History. But I love that. Like, if your car don't start during Black History Month, come
yes!
on.
Yes.
I stubbed my toe not during Black History Month. What, to add an insult to injury?
I know somebody get divorced not doing Black History Month.
Yeah, someone wrote, honestly, it's y'all's fault for gassing her and making her famous. Get her back to where she came from till she learns how to be a proper artist. A third user chimed in and typed, yeah, she, Ice Spice, gave me the ick trying to come from Shawty's looks like she's not gorgeous. Yeah, that's the other thing, too, which is the girl is big, but she's very cute. So then, you know, it's weird to get into that part because it shouldn't have much to do. Like they make it seem like if she was big but her hair was fucked up, it was like, well, she got a point, but it's...
Yeah, it's like, and what's the sad part about it, and not everybody, but I can guarantee you a percentage of those people, if this would have been a white woman, would not even have commented, or it would have been like, yeah, you're right. So
what you mean?
You know, like let's say the woman Ice Spice talked about would have been a white woman.
Oh. Mm.
Like if the color of the woman wasn't black.
Well,
well,
they definitely wouldn't have added during Black History. I'm pretty sure of that.
Correct.
Well, this is, so this is the woman that, and she saved, so what she did is she took the woman's avatar or whatever, saved her picture from somewhere.
Okay.
And then Ice Spice posted the woman's picture and then put, while we're being constructive, dash. And with no, like, she didn't say, look at your hair or something specific, just this idea, like, look at her, y'all, you know? And so, of course, people assume this fat shaming, although... She technically didn't say anything about her being fat, but we don't actually know.
She did not. People just assume it's implied.
Yeah, and then, you know, like, if you've seen Ice Spice perform, I don't know if you, have you seen her performing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think about her performances?
She gives me, not trying to find, she gives me the same energy as Rihanna. And not in a bad way, but you gonna get this. I ain't a dancer. I don't have a choreographer. I'ma shake this ass. You gonna get this body, and you gonna get these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of it. And to me, maybe this is just me, I don't have a problem with that. Like, I literally don't. Like, when people pay to see her, the people know what they're gonna get. I think you have a certain people, particularly of our generation, where quote unquote entertainers entertained,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote. You know, you go, you want to see them singing and dancing and moving around doing all this shit, even though, you know, some people favor rappers do the same shit. They stand on stage and bop side to side and rap. Mm-hmm. They don't be fucking performing, but they don't get the same critique. Maybe it's just me. They don't get the same critique, you know, as Ice Spice. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I do not have a problem with that. You know, you're going to get the energy that you're going to get. And my thing is, people are paying for it. So she's super serving the people that want to see it. I don't consume her music. Don't really know much about her. I just know her name. But if she was my jam, I would be paying to go to see her. And I know what I'm going to get. But I think as she grows and as she gets more in the public, you have particularly an older generation that's seeing her for the first time, go, she's boring, blah 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 blah. Well, okay, you don't get this marvelous thing from some of y'all favorite people either. They're just critiquing it because it's something that they don't like, or they don't consume, or they don't care about.
Yeah, so I think her energy during her performances is very low energy. I think live performance has really taken a backseat to a lot of things in hip hop for a while now. And it's not like hip hop has always had great live performances. I think, you know, there's a handful of people that at any given time are doing like amazing live shows. You know,
right.
Kanye was one of them. Tyler, the Creator.
Yes. Tyler gave a great show,
you know, and a lot of the energy is in the delivery. And so, while you may have the same aesthetics as far as like, oh, rap is just a guy with a mic walking back and forth on stage, it's like, yeah, but if the Jay-Z walking back and forth on stage is different to me than Ice Spice walking back on stage, I think.
Now, I agree with that.
I think people can clearly see the difference. I also think we have so many successful women who are rapping right now that we're probably at a point where it's okay for people to be like, I don't like this one.
Correct.
I feel like there was a lot of protection on the internet, especially, you know, maybe 10 years ago, of any woman that was rapping, because it's like, hey, it's only three of them. Leave them alone, you know? Now that you have probably like 15, 20 women at any given time putting out pretty, you know, successful music.
Yeah.
I think it's people are able to be like, I just don't like this person's music or performance.
Correct.
And keep in mind, she didn't say that. She was just critical of this one performance, like, hey, she need to like basically step it up or take that shit back home, which that's hip hop. You know, that's what people say. I mean, motherfuckers was just talking about the number one rapper in the world, Drake, not being hip hop and pop and all this other shit, and they constantly critique him. And we don't go, well, the sales say, we just go, yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, he need to step it up or whatever. So I think some of the protection around her is based on just the scarcity mindset of, we used to not have a lot of women rappers, so we need to protect each and every one of them. And somebody does like every rapper, period.
Yes,
that's facts. It does. Even if you think a rapper is rack as fuck, that somebody got somebody that fuck with their music. That's why they doing shows. And then I think her level of success that she's achieved, you know, SNL and all these appearances and all that stuff, people are begrudging of her success because it happened so fast. Like, oh, where'd she come from? Oh, she already, you know, what about this person? And then also, because things are a little bit more, less gatekeepy.
Yes.
The, prerequisites to be a quote unquote star are a lot lower.
Yes, it is.
And because there's no real like unified radio, who gets to be a star is not as policed as it used to be.
Mm-mm.
Like one person isn't just derailing someone's career. They're not, Ice Spice wouldn't fuck me, so y'all won't be hearing her songs on the radio no more, you know? So I think people have a level of like resentment to not being in someone's fan base. Like, I didn't approve of you being a rap star. How dare you, you know? And so I think what happened was that initial woman's comments were very, to me, like shady, but not like, you need to go out and like, she right. wasn't trying to destroy Ice Spice. She just Mm-mm. basically said, I don't like this performance.
Correct.
Ice Spice probably shouldn't have responded.
Agreed.
I know it hurts. We're human.
That Streisand effect, dog.
But yeah, you made it worse. And your response did seem to, it allowed for people to intimate you were just fat shaming a woman. So,
right. Even and if people, it was right. implied.
And so that's a bad thing. And then, I think what happened then was a deluge of people who have not liked her, who have thought she was whack,
yeah.
who don't like her delivery, who don't like her songs, who think the fart song is, you know, like corny and juvenile and all that, you know, whatever they think about, like they don't like her and they don't like her music.
Right.
This was the same effect as the Season Sweetly or whatever, where it was like, oh, finally, I get to unleash my anger. And a lot of the responses weren't really just about her tweet. It was like, you're not good, you're not a star, you're whack, industry plant, you never been good. And of course she has privilege in that light skin, got a fat ass, and a lot of people are just like looking for that, you know, like she's rapping very monotone, turn around, show your ass, rap. Like that's the performances I've seen from her is basically that, right?
Right.
Stand in one spot, monotone delivery, turn around, show your ass about every 3 minutes. And people like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the things. There's a lot of people that are like, I don't like that, and that's not good. And as far, I think the difference is when it comes to men with low energy and bad delivery and bad stage shows, people don't have a problem calling them out because there's no need to protect them. So, like, there's so many men rapping at any given time in hip-hop.
Yeah, I agree.
Saying you don't like a nigga because his stage show is whack, just it's not gonna go viral. It's not gonna hit the same. That dude's not gonna find you on Twitter and retaliate.
No,
because it's commonplace at this point where it's just like, yeah, this person's show, I don't like them. They're not good. You know, they might have a cult following, but people don't really want to go see them in person. You know, stuff like that. So that's one of the main reasons I think you're not seeing it as much with men. But motherfuckers, our generation don't like these niggas either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, they don't with these men rappers either.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's also, like I said, one of those things where it, I guess for me personally, it does not bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see why and how people can feel a certain way. Because like you said, not having gatekeepers has its plus and minuses. The thing about having gatekeepers to an extent is you're going to do a lot of stage performances way before you get to these large, large stages. So you're going to practice and get through all the bugs and all the weirdness of interacting with the crowd and all that stuff. So by the time you get to the point where, hey, it's time to perform to the big crowd, you've worked all that out. But it sounds like because you don't have the gatekeeper, she was kind of thrust up there and she's kind of performing.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're watching her perform.
I don't know enough about how she rose. I don't know if she has like family in the industry or right. she's connected somehow or like it was just like a, you know, the streets love this, so we got to make sure she gets on. I don't know. I'm sure she got good people though, because getting SNL that young in the game that fast is it's pretty major.
It's,
you know,
it's something
like
else.
It took a while for Megan to get on there. So at the end of the day, if people listening in that, I'm assuming they like it. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I don't need to like detract from them or whatever. When you're listening to an album, it don't matter if the person's ass is fat or not. You probably like that music,
right?
And then, like I said, the one of the things that's missing from this equation is people going, well, people aren't hard on men like this. And it's like, that's actually not true. Those men don't come back at you on Twitter. That's really the biggest difference. If she would have never tweeted back at this woman, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
I agree.
And there's
that.
People
yes,
that like and don't like every artist. Like,
yes.
Like, there's people that think Kendrick is whack. Mm-hmm. Kendrick not gonna hop on Twitter and validate them by being like, well, look at your hair or whatever. It's like, no, that I'm not for them, you know what I mean? And
right.
So I think that's the part people are missing, because they're making it seem like, oh, they singled out a woman to say they don't like her music. I'm like, no, if you've ever watched SNL, anytime anyone perform on there, there's gonna be somebody like, this shit is whack.
I
don't
with.
Like this.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with that.
The most respected artist in the game got somebody that people don't like. Drake.
All right.
I saw a viral clip today of him acting, you know, Drakey. We're talking about he not gonna perform Work anymore, the song with Rihanna on it, but it was on the playlist at his own concert. So, what kind of passive aggressive bullshit is that?
Right.
Just take it out of your set. Why would you?
Yes,
like,
just take it out of the set. Nobody would have even known.
Yeah, you have complete control on your set. So you saying I'm not gonna rap, y'all sing along to it, is a passive aggressive shot. But like, people aren't sharing that and then going like, hey man, listen, we need to leave Drake alone, okay, man? He is just trying his best. Like, no, we. There's an understanding of, like, there's so many men in the game and he's at the top of the game. Some people not going to like him. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. She may be that popular now that some people
yes.
just ain't going to like her. They're never going to like her. They're going to like some other style of artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. But to me, it's, you know, there's a lot of contrast in the game. There's a lot of diversity in the game. Even when there's what I love about the new era with all these women rapping is that there's like so many of them. And to me, not all of them sound alike. I know a lot of them rap about the same shit, but the delivery and all that stuff to me is different.
Yes.
And she fits out too.
Yes. And I like that there's room for her and there's room for Megan and there's room for Cardi and there's room for Nicki. Like literally there's room for like all these
if
people.
You want it to be there.
Correct.
Is.
Yes.
If you want
and,
it
and
to
I,
be there.
And,
is.
I don't have a Flo Milli. I don't have a problem with none of these rappers. And I should be able to kind of pick and choose what I
Big
like
Lotto,
as a consumer.
Light Skin Keisha. Like,
and
it's so many of them.
Yes. And they all ain't got to have the same energy. They all ain't got to have knees like Megan. You know, they all ain't got to, you know, pop and lock and shit because they all not the same.
And this is the growing pains of hip-hop to me because, you know, I remember back in the day, there were friends of mine. I love, like, Gangstar, but there are friends of mine who are like, I don't like Guru. His delivery is too monotone. It's too low energy. And his stage show ain't all that to me. And like I said, Guru wasn't, you know, rest in peace, but Guru wasn't able to be on Twitter and reply to that person and be like, look at you though. So that's, you know, so we never had that moment.
Right.
But yeah, I feel bad for her. And then the last thing I'll bring up too is the, I feel bad that she felt that insecure about it. Because
right.
I don't feel bad if she fat shamed this woman.
Agreed.
Which, you know, still is up for interpretation. That's not 100% sure what she was saying. But if that's what she was doing, that's fucked up, and you're the bully in that situation.
Yes,
you gotta let people be able to, if you're gonna be on top, you gotta let people be able to talk their shit. Yep. And it must be getting to you on some kind of insecurity level if you needed to slap that woman down for some reason instead of being like, okay, that's just her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you on top of the game. What's the argument?
Yep, no argument.
Yeah, so I think that's a big thing. But the thing I was going to say is the Stan Wars, it affects this stuff too, because we brought it up so many times before, but a lot of these young black women are on social media. Social media, because there's not a lot of gatekeepers, social media becomes a de facto gatekeeper. And the people they're really performing for, influencing, and trying to constantly make content for, stop being just people that want to listen to music, and it starts being people that want to see your Instagram posts, people that want you to go on IG Live, people that want TikToks, people that want, you know, they want a bunch of behind the scenes of your life, and that shit is a black hole that never be satisfied.
Right.
And so a lot of times I worry about the mental health of these artists, because to me, I would like, you would hope that there's handlers or somebody between you and just the raw, naked opinions of the internet, just to keep you from going crazy, because it really could just be like, man, I saw 100 comments talking about I'm a terrible rapper, and the 101 was the one I replied to because I'm human and I couldn't take everybody talking that shit, and now I'm getting called out for fat shaming somebody because I couldn't just not see that shit and leave, keep scrolling.
Yep, and child, that's why I'm a lot better about just ignoring people. But like, okay, and I really mean that. Like, I'm like, when they say don't go in the comment section, bitch, I listen. The fuck I'm in there for? Get right. My feelings hurt. Why? Why am I self-cutting when I enter here? So, you know, it's one of those things for me. I'm like, I don't got no business there. I don't give a fuck about what them people think. Them people don't impact me. They don't pay my bills. I don't fuck them. They don't fuck me. Who cares?
Yeah, I hear you. But like I said, it's, you know, people human.
Agreed.
Juvenile calls out for Lovers and Friends Festival for doing bad business. Y'all done put my name on a flyer, and y'all know you ain't sent me no deposit. Yeah, Lovers and Friends, or I think, what, did I fuck it up? Is it Lovers and Friends or Friends and Lovers? Hold on a second.
I see you, Karen.
Lovers and Friends, okay.
Do one of my numbers.
No, I had it right. So Lovers and Friends Festival, I saw the flyer, and I'm not even going to front. The flyer is so, it's so many names on the Lovers and Friends flyer that I'm like, I started getting Firefest vibes. Because it was just like, how the fuck are y'all getting all these fucking people there?
In one spot.
Like, this is actually going to happen? Now, look, maybe I'm wrong and it is going to happen. And I know people who've gone to, I guess, past events and everything seem to have gone down.
Well, yeah, because
but
seen
look
them
at
do
this
some
motherfucking thing. It's,
yeah, I've seen them do something like this before.
Well, actually, this is an old one. Hold on. Let me get the new joint. My bad,
yeah, I've seen them do something like this before, and, you know, I don't know if it had as many names, you know, as this one, but, you know, the date came and gone. I didn't see people, you know, complaining or nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know in the past people have gone. But these names, so I guess it's a single day now. Oh,
a single day.
But these names on this flyer.
Oh, instead of stretching out, the hell is this?
It's Alicia Keys, Janet Jackson, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, Backstreet Boys, Usher, Nas, Ludacris, Nelly, Akon, Neo, T-Pain, Ja Rule and Ashanti, Ciara, TLC, MIA, Nelly Furtado, Gwen Stefani, Mary J. Blige, Timbaland, Keisha Cole, Brandy and Monica, Eve,
Escape, Jodeci, SWV, Tank,
Kelly Rowland, Craig David, Sean Paul, Black, Six Lack as the 40 and older crowd calls them, Fabulous, Robin Thicke, 98 Degrees, Tyrese. Does Tyrese make music anymore?
No, he does not.
Majid Jordan, Method Man and Redman, Rick Frost.
Did they just write a list of people today I want to see?
I think they just looked at my old 2003 CD wallet and said, okay, this Jeezy, Fat Joe, T.I., E-40, SWV, Escape, Tank, Jeremy, Or is it Jeremiah? I always fuck that one up. Pretty Ricky, Genuine, Mario, JoJo, Maya, Kelly, Lloyd, Drew Hill, Carrie Hilson, Lupe Fiasco, Too Short, Cameron, Twister, Juvenile, Paul Wall. Did I already put Juvenile twice? Anyway, Paul Wall, Trina, Yin Yang Twins, David Banda, Lil Flip, Plies, Mims, Tweet, Next, Lummy D, Nina Sky, Total Black, 702, Amarie, Paula DeAnda, John B, 112, Jay Holiday, Jay Quan, and Ayaz. I don't know who Ayaz
is. No way you're doing this in one day.
Saturday, May 4th.
No way. Tickets. Everybody can perform one song. The fuck is this?
General admission, $325. No hidden fees. Join the wait list. So you can get on there. VIP $695. Hotel and ticket packages start at $771. Yeah, like I said, I read that list. I said, I don't know. And then, like, I want to say Mary J. Blige was the first one to be like, hey, I didn't say I was going to that. But then later she came back and said she is going. Which felt weird that her people even said, like, why was she ever out of the lineup? Yeah, they said the inclusion was an error. But then later she rejoined it. Now Juvie is saying he deleted the video, but he said, here we go again, man. These cats that love her as a friend, whoever in charge of lovers and friends, man, y'all doing bad business, man. Y'all done put my name on a flyer. Y'all know you ain't sent me no deposit, ain't sent me no bread or nothing. Y'all keep on playing games, talking about y'all gonna get back at me. Look, y'all playing games the wrong motherfucker, man. If y'all gonna book me, if y'all not gonna book me, take my motherfucking name off y'all flyer. Ain't got no problem with that. I could do something else with my time. So, I ain't tripping, but don't put my fucking name on y'all flyers. If y'all know you ain't paid me no money, that's fucked up.
So they made a list of people that they contacted, sound like. It might sound like they hadn't.
Did they contact them?
Confirmed. Sound like they didn't contact him. Sound like they didn't reach out. They didn't do nothing. They just made a list and like, y'all going to show up. Oh, word.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'll be scared. I'm going to end up with one of them motherfucking cheese sandwiches.
in a to-go container. And a styrofoam box.
Like, I'll be afraid. Is this Ja Rule putting this one on? Like, Ja Rule.
And the Capri Suns.
Ja Rule need to be the first one to back out. Like, he need to be like, not again.
Mm-mm.
Let's see what else has happened. So Fannie Willis has come out and said that she acknowledges her personal relationship with that prosecutor she hired in the Trump Georgia case.
Yeah, you said because she never came out and denied it. You was like, yeah, she ain't denied for a reason. Because if it was not true, she would be like, bitch, that ain't true.
Rod was right. Yeah, I don't like being right about this one, but I did say her statement in that church was
because she's a lawyer, right?
No, it wasn't it didn't happen. It was like, they are dragging a good man down. I'm like, that's not a, because if you didn't, your first thing out your mouth gonna be like, man, they lying. You know, it's like if I'm working on a project and somebody comes out and they like, oh, you know, Rod, he got this person to work on this project because they used to date. And if we didn't used to date, I'm coming out. I never dated a person in my life. I don't know why they're saying this. This is another right wing, blah, blah, blah. She was on some like, man, they always trying to get a brother. I'm like, Fanny, what happened?
What really happened? Yeah, eventually she was going to have to come out and be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were just digging for anything, and this just happened to be the thing that they can throw up.
And I don't know that. I mean, I gotta listen to Sisters-in-Law. I don't know if they've gone into detail about this. I listened like a week ago, and they really didn't.
To see all what goes.
Yeah, but like, is this even? What does this mean? If it's
right,
if it's unethical somehow, then let me know what that means. Like, is this gonna get the court case thrown out? If it is illegal? Is it? Like, what is he going to need to get dismissed from the case? Like, what does it mean for that? But yeah, he also said he never lived with Willis or shared a financial account or household expenses with her. He said that none of the funds paid to him as part of the job had been shared with Willis, an attempt to undercut defense lawyers' claims of a conflict of interest. Wade described himself and Willis as both financially independent professionals. Expenses or personal travel were roughly divided equally between us. At times, I've made and purchased travel for District Attorney Willis and myself from my personal funds. At other times, District Attorney Willis has made and purchased travel for she and I from her personal funds. Yeah, I have no financial interest. I have no financial interest in the outcome of the 2020 election interference case or in the conviction of any defendant. So I guess he's trying to say, even though we had a personal relationship, is not
is he relevant to
it's not relevant to this case,
right? And you know, it's one of those things where he says that statement, I'm pretty sure they got record credit card receipt, go, yeah, we, this is where we went, this is how much it costs, this is, you know, blah 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 blah, and she has hers, and they, these are separate things, but it has nothing to do with this.
And he said he developed that relationship in 2022 with her. I know they were talking about divorce filings and stuff. They were gonna try to look through his like personal divorce stuff. I don't know if the timing is overlapping in any way, if they're looking to see if, like, oh, he was cheating on his wife and that's why he got divorced. So I don't know what they're doing with that.
Yeah, don't know what's going to happen. Sound like they're just digging for shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, you know, it is an allegation from Trump people. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much there is there, other than they, like, I wouldn't put it past them to be like, hey, we know that they have some type of personal relationship. Now we're just throwing shit at the wall, see what sticks.
Right.
You know, we're going to say she paid him and this is all about making money and all this shit. And they may not have any evidence of that. But that doesn't mean you can't accuse somebody of some shit.
Right.
But yeah, the motion alleged that Willis and Wade were in an inappropriate romantic relationship that created a conflict of interest. It said Willis personally profited from the case, saying she had paid Wade more than $650,000 for his work and then benefited when Wade used his earnings to pay for vacations the pair took together. So it's a stretch no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
They were stretching on that part, but I guess they needed to show some reason to the judge why this was inappropriate and make it seem like it's a money thing. So yeah, we'll see if anything else happens from this. I think they asked for it to be dismissed, but I don't think we will know until February 15th maybe, or yeah, so we won't know for a minute if it's gonna be dismissed or not,
right?
Like
I said, we'll see. It should be, because this just sound not trying funny. And if they find something that's different, but from what you told me, no, like the fuck we talking about here?
Yeah, Anthony Michael Kreese, a Georgia State University law professor who's been following the case, said this was as strong a response as she could have made, noting that the filing acknowledged the relationship, explained the timing, and addressed the financial issues. I'm just left with the question of why did they not respond sooner? As a legal matter, I think it's done. As a political matter, it still seems a little messy. So,
right.
I don't know. Hopefully this does clear it up and that's it. But yeah, it's such a weird turn in this whole case. And I hope it doesn't affect anything else.
Agreed.
Former Trump official Mike Gill dies after being shot during a Washington, D.C. carjacking incident.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I know the QAnon is going to go crazy with this one.
Yeah, all types of conspiracies.
You know, they got all kinds of they be making conspiracies about all kinds of shit, dog. I don't know if QAnon's still around.
They gonna say Antifa did it?
Yeah, I don't know if QAnon's still around on the message boards and shit. I assume so, but I don't know where. They haven't been mainstreamed as much, you know, right. Like the 4chan, 8chan shit. We haven't seen as much. But if they still out there, they got them a hit right here, because it's no way they about to let this go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so apparently this happened around 5 p.m. A suspect entered his car and shot him. Police have identified the suspect, Artel Cunningham, 28. He tried stealing another vehicle about an hour later and then approached others and demanded their keys. One of those people, Alberto Vasquez Jr., 35, who Cunningham is accused of shooting and killing in a carjacking at 3rd and N Streets Northeast. So I guess he killed that person too.
Ooh.
And then Cunningham got shot and killed by the police later.
Wow.
Yeah.
They both dead.
So, yeah, three people are dead.
Right. So the first person he carjacked and killed, then he carjacked to kill him, then he died.
So it seems like he carjacked the first person that is the Trump official, killed him.
Okay. He was the first person.
Then an hour later, he carjacked this other dude, Alberto Vasquez Jr. Cunningham shot and killed him. And then Cunningham went and got shot by the cops later.
Right. So it's a total of three people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going to happen with all that. Carjacking incidents in Washington, D.C. have notoriously risen in recent years, prompting frustration and concern from law-abiding residents. Yeah, this is one of the hardest things that's going to people going to have to reconcile with. Shout out to the book Locking Up Our Own. The numbers of specific crimes and the danger and the fear it puts in people, you could throw all the stats you want at people. You can throw them all at them.
They don't care. They directly being impacted right now, and they want the shit to stop.
Yeah, people in D.C. are scared as fuck. My friends who live up there, you know, like, they ain't out here, like, you know, put them all in jail, but they definitely on some, like, hey, man. Like,
something need to be done.
Something has to be done, and we can't just keep, like, this is less about trying to win an argument as much as just, you know, we're scared of people, you know, doing shit. But yeah, so it's just kind of interesting. Representative Henry Cueller, maybe C-U-E-L-L or maybe C-L-R. Anyway, he was carjacked at gunpoint in October. So there's not, you know, they're not sparing anybody. But yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of conspiracies around this. Just because that's what Trump and them traffic in. And that's what his people believe in. Mm-hmm. Speaking of conspiracies, Poonam Pandey is a Bollywood actress.
Okay.
And she, on her Instagram account, which has 1.3 million followers, posted on Friday, February 2nd, that she died of cervical cancer at the age of 32.
Oh, no.
This morning is a tough one for us. Deeply saddened to inform you, we have lost our beloved Poonam to cervical cancer. Even every living form that ever came in contact with her was met with pure love and kindness. The news was later confirmed by her team to a number of Indian national news outlets, including NDTV and News 18, while her manager, Nikita Sharma, held her unwavering spirit amidst her health struggles in a statement to the press. The news is reported by dozens of media outlets, including The Independent. However, Pandey has now shared a series of posts and videos announcing she is, in fact, not dead, and that the report was a publicity stunt supposedly intended to raise awareness of cervical cancer screenings.
No, ma'am. No. 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 What the hell? What the fuck is this? No.
Not a fan?
I'm not a fan at all. And I guess... I mean, funny for me, this is why I don't do pranks well, because I'm like, no, bitch, don't send me through the trauma of the process for you to be like, my bad.
Yeah, we've lost people like this for real. This is how we lost Chadwick.
Right.
Like, people didn't know he was sick necessarily, and then it's just, boom, he's dead. And yeah, if he would have just popped up an hour later, like, nah, we just trying to spread awareness. Like, bro, there's a backlash for that.
Yes, and people are going to be very angry. My reaction is
angry, sad, and disappointed.
Yeah, you're going to cause a lot of people to turn on you and be like, no, like, I don't want to see you no more because you fucking lying.
There's people who, they've lost people to this disease.
Yes.
Like, what?
People lost their family and their friends to this. Yeah, like, this is not a game. You could have did a commercial. You could have did a one of those things where you were like, I'm spreading the word.
Yes.
You could have did a fundraiser.
You could have just did the video you're doing right now without the stunt.
Right.
You could have just been like, hey, I want to spread awareness about cervical cancer. You didn't have to be like, I'm dead. Aha, gotcha. Anyway, make sure you get screened. What? Cervical cancer didn't claim me, but tragically has claimed the lives of thousands of women who stem from a lack of knowledge on how to tackle this disease. Unlike some other cancers, cervical cancer is entirely preventable. The key lies in the HPV vaccine and early detection tests. We have the means to ensure no one loses a life to this disease. Let's empower one another with critical awareness and ensure every woman is informed about the steps to take.
No, nobody want to hear you now.
Yeah, honestly, I think she should now do this for every disease, because that's the only way it's going to go away. You got to do this like 20 more times for, like, I died of AIDS. Hey, guys, it's me. Make sure you use protection, get tested, and they got medicines out there now.
Mm-mm.
I had a heart attack, guys. I didn't have a heart attack.
Just keep faking your death over and over again.
We got to get our blood pressure under control, okay? Now, look, go to your doctor and get tested. Like, she just got to keep doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, and her team, like, y'all all lie. Y'all all was in this scam. Like, that's not funny. And you had, like, people that were really hurt and distraught thinking you were actually gone.
Mm-hmm.
And probably had celebrities responding and shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
People was probably posting pictures of with her. You know how they do after someone dies?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, yo, she was a bright person. We talked on the phone just yesterday. I can't believe this. And wait, she calling me right now. What the fuck? In a separate post, she said, I understand that the recent news on my supposed demise due to cervical cancer has taken a minute to digest, and I appreciate the warmth and concern that the world has extended in the last 24 hours. Well, this is a good way to find out what people think about you, you know, before you die, because you don't know what they're going to say after you die. You know, like you could fake your death, and then that one motherfucker that's been waiting to hate on you might say some hating shit, and you could pop back up on them on Instagram and be like, aha, bitch, I'm still alive. Now, what's that shit you was talking?
Y'all play too much.
You know, it's like if I fake my death and then somebody's like, I never thought the nigga was funny anyway. I could pop back up and be like, actually, bitch, I knew you didn't think I was funny. You fake motherfucker.
I'd be like, you better tell me, because somebody asked me. I'd be like, Rod in there playing video games. I'd be the fucked it all up. You better put me in on it.
I understand. She also said this is unexpected turn of events, albeit startling, serves a greater purpose.
What's the greater purpose?
First of all, why are you acting like it's an unexpected turn of events, like you didn't orchestrate it? It's a very expected turn of events for your ass. It's unexpected for us. While I do understand how you would have perceived this is in bad taste, I also implore you to consider the greater cause. Before passing judgment on the act, I urge you to recognize the alarming concern burdening women worldwide. The sheer lack of awareness surrounding this issue was the mere reason that compelled me to take this unconventional step.
It's not funny. It's not a game. No. Mm-hmm. So when you really die, people ain't gonna believe it.
Yeah, that's so wild.
Right. And you're doing it for clout and attention. Because other than that, it just makes no sense for you to do this.
Yeah, people were very upset. You just destroyed your entire credibility, said one critic who received more than 16,000 likes within a few hours of posting. Worst publicity stunt ever, said journalist Hesha Chima. Hundreds of others commented with distasteful and insensitive.
Because people started writing articles, you know, shit like that. People dig up shit, you know. Within a few hours, people start, you know, I won't say obituaries, but, you know, just kind of be like, this is a life. This is what they've done. This is what they've accomplished. And now you're making them look like a fool, but they called to confirm with your people.
That's a weird clout chase.
Right. It don't make sense.
Yeah, that's a weird one. The CDC's reported that syphilis cases have soared among heterosexual couples in 2022.
Oh, no.
I guess people back out in these streets and they're not communicating. And they're not protecting. Yeah, but it said couples. So, I mean, somebody cheating.
Something happening.
Somebody, like, is all the relationships open? What's happening?
Everybody got an open door.
The number of syphilis cases reported in women increased 19.5%. Reaching a total of about 15,000 cases of primary and secondary syphilis. This surge accounted approximately for a quarter of cases nationwide, a significant rise from the 14% reported in women back in 2018.
I have a question. What does primary and secondary mean?
I guess maybe you get it is primary, your partner gives it to you, maybe it's secondary.
Okay.
I mean... Are people just cheating? Well, how is this happening?
Or either not taking medicines like they're supposed to?
Yeah, I don't know. Nearly a quarter were diagnosed in women. Nearly a quarter of cases. And primarily it spread among heterosexual couples. So dudes are cheating and giving their women syphilis? Or women are getting syphilis from some dude or what? That's such a, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. And
somebody got to be cheating or something.
Yeah. And the way we talking about straight people, our organs, our shit is inside us. So sometimes it takes longer for shit to kind of show, you know, before you get, you know, signs of shit like that. So that might be, people might not even know that they have it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Until they get tested, or they be like, oh, something not right. Let me see what's happening.
The increase in syphilis rates since 2011, particularly among Black and American Indian populations, underscores the need for improved diagnosis, treatment efforts, and strategies to address the contributing factors like substance abuse leading to risky behavior. Syphilis caused by bacteria. Oh, now they're just giving us a now they're just giving us a definition.
Yeah, somebody made a good point. Women tend to get tested more often. Yeah, because women actually have like annuals, like shit like that, like where they almost like forced to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds irritating, but it is. I wish men were forced to go to the doctor for shit like that, because that would be shit that they would test you for, like consistently at least once a year or something like that, you know, to be sure about the thing. Because the thing is, everybody clean, but everybody ain't clean, because this right here shows you otherwise.
There also appears to be a shortage of Pfizer's Bicillin L-A.
What's that? Medicine?
It's a recommended treatment for congenital syphilis, and the impact of layoffs among federally funded public health workers. Those two things may be combining to make sure it's getting treated less than it used to be treated. So maybe the surge is in less people being treated.
Or maybe the surge is less people can get access to the things that they
need. Yeah, that's right? Same thing. Yeah, less people getting treated, less people getting having access to treatment. So yeah, man, woo, syphilis is back. We hate to see it.
Yeah, because when I go to the doctor annually, they're like, "What you want me to test me for?" I say, "Everything." She said, "Everything." I said, "If you got a test for it, bitch, run it. Everything."
Mm-hmm. I hear you. And have you ever come back with syphilis?
Mm-mm.
Exactly, because I don't cheat. All right, let's get to the next segment. Let's do some fucking with Black people. Where are we at? There we go.
Hey, we're just fucking with them people because they Black. We're just fucking with them people because they Black. We're just fucking with them Black people. We're just fucking with them Blacks. We're just fucking with Black people. Hey, hey, hey,
hey. All right, time to read all the articles about Black people being fucked with and scored from 0 to 100 intervals of 25 on how much we feel fucked with by it. Today's first contestant is SNL. So SNL faces backlash after Nikki Haley makes a surprise appearance during cold open. I guess they're playing some type of Republican presidential candidate. Presidential town hall sketch or something.
Okay.
And this is the clip.
All right, well, that is a new one on me. Okay, we have time for one more question, and it's actually for Ambassador Haley.
Ayo Itabiri is the host, the star, and she's asking the question as a town hall participant.
Just curious, what would you say was the main cause of the Civil War? And do you think it starts with an S and ends with a lavery?
Yep, I probably should have said that the first time. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Welcome to PayPal First Look. Right, well,
that is a new one on me.
So that was the sketch.
Okay.
Yeah, 0 to 100. How do you feel about that?
I guess I'm going to give this 100, probably because they should have got somebody to play her and not actually her herself, because, you know, she's kind of a lightning bolt for a lot of people. And, you know, that was a big thing Mm-hmm. You know, for a lot of people, her not answering the question correctly, like, it was huge. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're poking fun at something that people really take seriously. Because I understand the whole thing, because we poke fun. But most of the time, you get caricatures, you know, caricatures and, mm-hmm. and people playing or substituting in. You normally don't get the person themselves, unless it's something where they're actually the butt of the joke, mm-hmm. quote unquote. Then, you know, I could see you going, well, oh, you're the butt of the joke. We're poking at the fact that you said something stupid. You know, I could see you actually getting some people go, oh, that's funny. You actually, you know, in on the joke. But for something like that, it's nothing that she can say and or do that would have pleased people because of who she is.
During Black History Month?
Right.
I give it a Dracarys, but SNL has, I'm going to give it a Dracarys, but I'm going to go into a little more detail. First of all, SNL has a history of doing shit like this. They did the same thing with Dan Crenshaw. I think trying to make Republicans palatable by having them come on your show as if they don't genuinely believe the views that they espouse, as if they aren't trying to be in control of the country,
right,
is wild as fuck to me. You know, you piled around with Trump, you piled around with Dan Crenshaw, here comes Nikki Haley.
I'm not saying it's Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin, yeah, it just seems like you're trying to show they're good sports, and that makes it seem like what they say isn't real or impactful or genuine.
Right, and I'm supposed to take the bullshit that spews out of her mouth lightly. I don't.
And so that's one part of it. Now, here's the other part of it. And I know this is a bit of a divergence from a lot of the way Black people feel about this, but if they think this will help her beat Trump, okay. Like, there's part of me that's like, I mean, I don't think she could beat Trump, mm-hmm. but like, if they think this will help her win over some demographic of Republicans that will help her edge out Trump in South Carolina or some shit, fine. I don't think it'll happen.
Nope, because those people aren't watching this Saturday night.
But, like, y'all have had Trump on there before, and I don't want to see him come back on there.
Mm-mm.
You know? And I don't think any Republican is a person I want to see in charge of this country, period. So it's not like you're going to, well, if it was Tim Scott, I'd be okay. There's zero of them that I want to see in any sketch.
Right.
But for the people that vote that way, that are like, never Trump, I'm sure it's a big moment for them. Because, oh, she was recognized on this national platform that's still seen as kind of like one of these legacy media moments of our candidate is getting recognized by the mainstream. I don't think it'll change anything. I don't know if it'll have any impact. But, yeah, so Dracarys as a Black person during Black History Month, because I just don't find that shit to be cute.
Me is not cute and it's not funny. Like I said, if you would have had somebody substitute in for her, no problem.
Yeah, if part of the joke was, fuck her, I'm cool with that.
Yes, me too.
But her being like, I probably should have said that the first time. Rawr, live from New York. Like, you didn't say it. Wasn't a joke.
No, it was not.
It wasn't a fucking joke. All right, let's go to the next one. Tyrese shares his thoughts on Black families. Says sometimes he wishes he was born Latino.
Okay.
Yeah, so he put a video on Instagram. Kid buys dad his dream truck to thank him for all the sacrifices he's made, and his reaction is beautiful. And it's like a Mexican family or a Latino family. I don't even know if it's Mexican. And then Tyrese was like, he put a caption for the accompanying video. Sometimes I wish I was born Latino. I mean, the Latin community is grounded in family, loyalty, entrepreneurs, businessman. Not men, businessman, and
I'm
women.
A businessman.
It's Tyrese, businessman. Businessman.
It's a businessman.
Businessman and women, literally represent.
Businessman and women.
Yeah.
Surprised they say businesswoman.
Businessman and women literally represent the dream, the grind, the hustle, doing whatever it takes to stick together against all odds. If us is Black culture was more grounded in these integral magical nuances of us,
oh, no.
We would be dominant.
That's what it really say.
That's what it really say, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, if us is
if us is businessman
if us
if us is that's a good one.
If us is black culture was more grounded in these integral magical nuances of us.
I thought you could say magical Negro when you first said it. I was like, magical Negroes, what?
Integral magical nuances of us, we would be dominant, he wrote. I've learned a lot from the Jewish community, sticking together, eating dinner every Friday together. I've learned a lot about the Muslim community throughout all my travels in the Middle East. They have probably shooting Transformer films. They have a they have a father structure where they honor their fathers. The Middle East, the thinking and the mentality is that they would much rather have a son over a daughter because they know that there's nothing like the leadership of a father, all caps, and a man being head of the household. First of all, I'm sorry your wife did that to you. I'm sorry she left you and took the kid and everything y'all went through over there. I don't know why you're making it our business, but I feel like that's what this post is really about. I feel like it's not really about black people at all. Mm-mm. Of course, we are beyond powerful, influential, and successful. But imagine if we all linked up like other communities have linked, poured and built up one another, up each other, instead of moving like fragmented and dysfunctional. We have what it takes to take over the world. 3 exclamation points. We are nothing trying to do it alone. Please chime in. We'd love to know your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. And chime in they did. People went off in the comments.
Did he talk to Toretto? It was about family.
Vin Diesel should have told him. Mm-hmm. Didn't you create 2 broken homes? One user wrote. Some criticize him for putting down his own community, especially during Black History Month. During Black History Month.
During Black History Month. How dare you, nigga? You can do it any other time. You got 11 months to act the fool, but during Black History Month, why?
You can't put us down during Thanksgiving? If Gibson already making statements like this, then we have a long Black History Month ahead, says Complex. So yeah, my man Tyrese said he wanna be Latino. He don't wanna be with the blacks no more. I don't know what we did to him, but
we need to get our shit together according to him.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was that we did specifically. I guess that woman leaving, maybe.
I tell my mom I'll never be like any of those Negroes.
But he said he won't be like us.
He had enough of our shit.
All right, Karen, 0 to 100.
I'm gonna give it 2 scores.
Okay, all right.
My first score is a goddamn Jacaris. Okay. Just for the simple fact that it's stupid, it's ignorant. What the fuck are you talking about? You act like niggas have never been united in the history of niggerdom. You know, you act like there aren't black people that doing all these shit that you criticizing, quote unquote, us about. You act like there's niggas ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. You act like there's households where the men aren't respected and shit. Like, does this sound like a personal problem that you made our problem? Baby, go see a therapist.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm very frustrated. This sounds like something that you need to do some internal research on and find out why you feel like this and what's in it within yourself to make you want to lash out at us when we as a collective did not do this to you. You know, you have issues with women and you have issues with your family, some shit that internal shit that you got to handle, and you making it our problem. And then I give it the other score is a 0 because I really don't give a fuck about what Tyrese got to say.
Yeah, he's on the permanent
this nigga
list because he's always doing some saying some shit. It's been a while since he said some shit, but it's never like we're on here being like, man, he really said some poignant stuff that we need to think about. The spelling and the grammatic errors are just, I mean, he wrote a book at one point, and the book is the same thing as that caption, guys.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I give it a 100. It's annoying. It's funny, which is why I'm not giving it Jacarez.
Yes.
I give it 100 because it's also filled with anti-blackness and stereotypes about mm-hmm. black families and validating mm-hmm. that shit and making us seem less than. And
then
ended with thoughts, like everyone was going to chime in, like, you made a good point, brother.
Mm-mm.
Whack.
And the thing that for me that gave it Jacarez is the shit we talked about the other day is the want to be the king, want to be the head of the household, and not take any accountability and or responsibility for everything that requires and called of you. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to swing your dick, but not actually want to do the things that's required of somebody that swings their dick, but yet you want everybody to bow down and worship you, you know, and act like everybody is subservient to you. So that's why it got the fucking Jacarez, because that's the bullshit we was talking about before. That's just ignorance. Stupid shit where you go, yeah, dog, like somebody said, you nigga, you broke up two homes. The fuck is this? What, you know, you talking about them. Well, then why aren't you accounting for the two households that you had? Why we was sitting around watching you cry online instead of you getting your shit together and being the quote unquote man and handling the responsibility of your two households?
Yep. So I agree. All right, let's move on to the final segment. Let's do some guess the race.
What time is it?
It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race.
That's right. It's time to guess the race of what Floridians did this week on the Black Guy with Tips.
the Florida section.
Yep. Naked woman wielding a sharp-edged vegetable peeler.
Oh, shit, not the vegetable peeler.
Threaten convenience. That shit can hurt somebody.
Chad, them bitches is sharp as fuck.
Yeah, the one with the sharp edge, that can hurt somebody. Threatened convenience store workers, destroyed a Red Bull display, and masturbated in front of the sheriff's deputies.
Oh, before... shit, what the Red Bull got to do with it? The Red Bull is like, no, why am I in it? I just want to give people wings.
That's the one? That's not the masturbate in front of the deputies? Okay. Being taken into custody last night on a variety of criminal charges, investigators alleged that Celia Barrett, 35, caused a drunken disturbance Sunday at the racetrack in St. Petersburg, Florida. Racetrack with no K on it. I assume it's a convenience store.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's the oh, no
racetrack
for that? Racetrack
with no K.
Yes, that's, you know, like Quick Trip is spelled wrong.
Ah, okay.
Upon arriving sans clothes at the store, so, you know, no clothes getting in the way. She began yelling about being trespassed from the business the prior day. On Saturday, police warned her that she would be subject to arrest if she returned to the racetrack. And I guess she said, oh, well, I guess I'm going to get arrested. As detailed in a series of criminal complaints, after Barrett, peeler in hand, showed up in the store about 6:40 p.m., she threatened two workers, one of whom told police that Barrett said she would kill him. Barrett proceeded to topple and break a display of Red Bull energy drinks and spill cigarettes from a carton she tore open.
Not dispensive-ass cigarettes. You know they're about $16 a pack.
When officers arrived at the racetrack, Barrett was still inside and still naked. Prior to being taken into custody, she began masturbating in front of the deputies. She reportedly admitted to being intoxicated and said she had consumed about 6 shots of liquor. She was charged.
That might be more than 6 shots. They might as well say 12.
She is charged with aggravated assault, disorderly intoxicated, trespass, criminal mischief, and exposure of sexual organs. She's being held in the county jail. Her extensive rap sheet includes convictions for battery, prostitution, criminal mischief, and narcotics possession. Guess the race.
Oh, what's her name again?
Celia Barrett.
White.
Karen's going with white. Let's check the chat room, see what they believe. Florida is where it happened, y'all. That helps it all. White, flicking the bean, wild mean, white, cocaine bear white. This is why I don't have white friends. White, Florida white. The correct answer is, everyone said the same thing. Everyone got it. White. Did you fist pump when you got it right, Karen? Like you was kind of excited.
Me? No, I did not fist pump.
Oh, you were just getting your drink. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was getting into it over there.
No, I was mixing up a drink over here. I'm sorry.
Thought you was giving us a little Tiger Woods. All right, let's go to the next one. Karen's one for one so far.
Let's go.
Dope finds lost phone, uses it for a bomb threat.
Dope as dope as the cocaine, or dope as in the dopey guy person. Okay. I was like, dope, what?
Moments after finding a lost cell phone in a Walmart bathroom, a Florida man used the device to call 911 and claimed there was a bomb in the store. According to police, who say the suspect later confessed that he had previously seen TikTok videos showing similar fake threats and he decided to make one himself. You know how you just see a TikTok, you got to do it.
Did them people show you that they probably got arrested too?
Did he make NyQuil chicken too? Police responded Friday afternoon to a Walmart in Port Charlotte after a man called in a bomb threat to 911. When a police officer dialed the number from which the threat was placed, the suspect said, TikTok, TikTok, before hanging up.
Oh, no!
He thought he was in Speed. he thought he was Anthony Hopkins in Speed. Oh, no, it wasn't even Anthony Hopkins.
He thought he was the Riddler.
Yeah, I forget the bad guy.
He thought he was the Joker.
Yeah, oh, man. But
Batman.
Dennis Hopper, that's what I mean. He thought he was Dennis Hopper in Speed.
Batman, your time is limited.
Right.
Are you going to catch me in time? TikTok, TikTok.
What always runs but can never be caught?
What is the question? Is that the man's name? No.
The question is not a villain, but yeah, the question is the character you're thinking about.
Yes.
With no face. After the phone's owner told cops he had left it in the store, a review of the surveillance footage showed another man entering the bathroom moments before the 911 call was placed. The second man departed the store. As police were arriving, cops quickly identified the suspect as Cody Clements. C-O-T-Y. Cody? Cody Clements, 28, who lives about 10 miles from the Walmart. And you just did this on a whim. 28 years old.
Well, at least that man, they found that man's phone. That man was like, damn it, where's my phone? Did I leave it at the Walmart?
Well, now it's probably evidence.
Yeah, you ain't going to get your phone number. I hope you get to keep your number, baby.
They charged him with making a false report about planting a bomb or weapon of mass destruction, which is a second-degree felony. He was released from county jail on $15,000 bond, was ordered by a judge to have no contact with any Walmarts.
Ooh, that's going to
be better not take his ass to Target. Not with this behavior.
Not with this behavior.
You better go to Piggly Wiggly with this bullshit, sir.
They are treating like the schools. You can't be on our ground, sir.
Guess the race of Cody Clements.
Cody is white.
All right. Karen says he is white. This is not a black crime white. Now, y'all see why they were right to try to ban TikTok white. Take the phone to the ceiling and started twerking right after he called in the threat white.
Oh, no.
He was following the TikTok trends. Push the fucking pack up on the porch and break a pound down.
That's hilarious.
That Riddler white is always something Florida white. Affluenza is not a race.
criminal That's good, though.
Criminal prank content, Caucasian. The correct answer is white. Yeah, he looked like a grown-ass Bobby Hill.
Yes, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my goodness.
Hank having to come and bail him out.
What a dope indeed.
Okay? Yes, what a dope.
They were right to describe that man as a dope. Because what the fuck, bro? What the fuck? All right, let's go to another one. Let's see if this one takes place in Florida. Oh, shit, it do. Oh, man. Oh. Sorry, Florida, but it really, I was joking, but it really is a trifecta for y'all today.
Well, that do come from other places. They ain't all Florida.
I don't know. Not today, they not. It's all Florida. While taking an Uber home to his $655,000 townhouse, a Florida man exposed his genitals and pleasured himself to completion, forcing the driver to clean up the mess left behind by his front seat passenger.
Front seat. He went in the back.
Front, it's nasty, but front seat?
So I got to drive and look at you, Jacko.
Right. We making eye contact. Like, what's, am I part of it now? What is happening?
Is there a video? Is this a Bang Bros van? What is this?
According to court records, the driver picked up Jason Haggerty, 46, around 8:45 p.m. Saturday in Tampa, drove him to St. Petersburg, where he owns a residence with his husband. While en route, Haggerty displayed and exposed his penis, proceeded to masturbate the duration of the ride until arriving home. Well, he arrived twice, okay? He was coming and going. The driver told police that he speaks no English and was unable to tell the defendant to stop, though he did use his phone to record the defendant masturbating. Well, now you're just part of it. Like, you got...
I guess they have evidence for Uber or whatever.
I know why, yeah. But I'm saying... I find it hard to believe. I'm not saying it's entrapment, and I don't want to blame the victim. I find it hard to believe you've been in America and you ain't never heard the word for stop. Like, you do have a license. You driving the car. There's stop signs. You know how to say stop.
Maya said stop, or, you know, just make me feel uncomfortable or whatever.
I mean, I ain't saying you got to give them a whole, like, list of feelings, but stop is one word. No. Mm-mm. Is one word. Like,
don't do this.
He was like, I don't speak no English. I didn't know what to say. I don't. Now I'm curious, like, what's going on with him?
I should have bought my Google Translate. I didn't know.
Even if you don't say it in English, it sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no the same. Like, anyway. The driver said Haggerty ejaculated inside the vehicle in order to continue working. The driver had to personally clean the seminal fluid from his own vehicle. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, man. No. 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 Mm-mm. No.
Oh, you're getting charged for that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you got to clean. He didn't clean it himself. Oh, God. Anyway, I don't know what's worse. If he's like, hold on, I'll come right back. I got some Lemon Pledge and some... Febreze, I'm gonna take care of this for you. Mm-hmm. And an arrest affidavit noted that there was a third unknown person in the vehicle's backseat who spoke up for the victim at the conclusion of the ride. Well, thanks for nothing, fucking Captain Hindsight.
But like, hey man, I don't think you should have did that.
You see me struggling with, nah, I can't speak English. This nigga struggling. Jacking off next to me, and you just sitting up there like, I'm gonna say something when he come.
Oh, it must have been one of the shared ones.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
But he had to wait till the dude came, and he's like, "Sir, that is out of line." That was just in the backseat. That was real messed up what he did. He shouldn't have did that. Anyway, drop me off here. It's all right. Haggerty, a licensed nurse practitioner, was arrested yesterday for exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor, and booked in the county jail. During a court hearing today, a judge ordered him released from custody on his own recognizance. The judge directed Haggerty have no contact with the driver. Well, how would he? Right. Additionally, he's like, I had no contact in the car with him other than eye contact.
Yeah, we had no contact.
And that was what did it for me. The defendant shall not use the Uber, Lyft, rideshare, or any assisted means of transportation while the case is pending.
Oh, so you could be driving yourself on a bus, baby.
Yeah, you're going to be jacking off on the bus like a traditional person would do it.
Like they traditionally jack off.
See, I grew up in a time when the public masturbators knew to do it on public transportation.
That's why
they was
called public masturbator.
You didn't call a limo or a taxi to jack off. No, you jacked off. Like you had some level of pride about yourself.
Yeah. And what Dave Chappelle said, he can't come on all of us.
Yeah. You got to do it in front of the whole community.
Yes.
We used to be a community.
We used to have laws.
We didn't just look you in the eyes while you jacked off. We looked each other in the eyes and said, oh my God, can you believe this? This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Please, sir, stop.
It was a shared moment.
And then when you got done, one person would speak up and be like, that was too much. And we'd be like, why didn't you say anything when the rest of us was talking? But then we are losing recipes. Karen, guess the race.
White.
All right. Karen says white for Jason Haggerty. Let's check the chat room. Let's see. I got to wait. A DEI disrespecter, white, says cock and uses spit for lube, white.
Oh no.
Miss Barnes, freaky out here. Whiter than the ejaculate he shared with the driver. Yuck. He needs his ass beaten, not his meat, white. A fluent white man, probably high on grown-up drugs. White. If this was HBO in the 90s, it would have won an Emmy. Yeah, it could be Real Sex and that Taxi Show.
Yeah.
I think this might be a brother, says Ratchet as scientist. White as his jizz, cock. Popervin white. This is disgusting. So he's white, as white as the semen he didn't clean up. And you can't do that here, white. Skeet, skeet, water gun, white. All from the windows to the walls. The correct answer is white. One person did miss it. They went black. And no. Oh, calm down. It was just, she just barely missed it. Calm down.
That title, Passion to Put the Ew in Uber. Yeah. That's a hilarious title.
Yeah, gross. All right, y'all, last thing. Got to get out of here. Sword ratchetness. I don't think he was looking for Uber Black. He was looking for Uber BBC.
Duh!
Man shot dead by police in South London had crossbows, a sword, and knife.
Goddamn, Walking Dead? What the fuck is this?
He had two crossbows, a sword, and a knife. He burst into a property in South London before being shot dead by the police.
Yeah, bullets going out. You know, bullets trump arrows, baby.
Mm-hmm. You failed this city.
Yes, you did.
The man was in his 30s. He threatened to harm the people inside at this place. Let's see. Did they even say the name of the place? It was a home. It was 4:55 a.m. 5 in the morning, busting a home. And said, I'm going to harm the people inside.
People were sleeping.
Investigators are examining the nature of the relationship between the man and those inside the property. The man shot dead was known to at least one of the occupants. So it could have been some domestic shit, something else.
You never know.
The police watchdog is investigating the shooting and said an arsenal of weapons had been recovered from the scene, including crossbows, a knife, a sword, and a hatchet. The man who burst into the home was wearing body armor. Jeez. I guess it didn't do him much good. The video from the scene captured a woman in distress, reportedly shouting please, and at other times banging can be heard. The Met said if local unarmed officers tried to calm the man down but were threatened with the man getting inside the home. At that point, an armed officer from an armed response vehicle that had been called in decided to open fire. The man was shot twice. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say two people inside the home received minor injuries. Audio from the video records a male voice shouting armed police shortly after the same voice saying, everyone inside the address, come to the door with your hands on show. Hands on show, that's different. Assistant Commissioner Matt Twist, who, no relation to Oliver, who has overall responsibility for firearms for the Met, said armed officers were called and attempted to get the man to surrender. They entered the property and shots were fired. Man, they do that shit way more organized than us. Mm-hmm. We just be like, yeah, kill them. So, then they talk about how hard it was for everybody involved and the police shootings and all that stuff. So.
Right, because they don't do it that often.
Shout out to them across the pond, though. They took care of that one. Mm-hmm. Okay, that man was out to hurt somebody.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all, that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back throughout the week until tomorrow. I said tomorrow. Player, nice try. Try to catch me making mistakes. We'll be back. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.